Prophet Muhammad's Last Sermon, A Final Admonition by Amatullah Abdullah, edited by IslamReligion.com. The last sermon of Prophet Muhammad, which he delivered at Hajj, the annual pilgrimage made to Mecca by Muslims all over. Beloved Prophet Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, was born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, circa 570 CE. He is an example for all of humanity. He was a remarkable man at all times. He excelled in all walks of life by being a prophet, ruler, orator, soldier, husband, friend, father, uncle, nephew, and a grandfather. He was a man of love, patience, courage, wisdom, generosity, intelligence, and magnitude who inspired millions of lives throughout the world. God says in the Quran that he was sent as a mercy for the people of the world. We sent thee not, save as a mercy for the peoples. Quran 21:107. His prophetic mission began at the age of 40, circa 610 CE, and continued until 632 CE. From the path of ignorance, mankind was led to the straight path and was blessed with the guidance of God. Shortly before his death, Prophet Muhammad delivered a sermon during the Hajj, which came to be known as his final sermon. This final sermon was not only a reminder to his followers, but also an important admonition. The final sermon confirms the end of his prophetic mission. Year 10 AH of the Islamic calendar is considered to be one of the most significant years for three reasons. Firstly, this was the year when the Prophet delivered his last sermon during his farewell pilgrimage to Mecca. Secondly, this was the year where a number of deputations came to the Prophet to announce their Islam as well as their tribes. Thirdly, it was the golden period of Islam when multitudes of people embraced the faith by accepting the message of the Prophet. The Prophet Muhammad undertook his farewell pilgrimage in the year 10 AH. His farewell pilgrimage to Mecca is one of the most significant historical events in the minds of Muslims, for it was the first and last pilgrimage made by Prophet Muhammad, as well as being the model for performing the fifth pillar of Islam, the Hajj. Prophet Muhammad's final sermon was delivered during the Hajj of the year 632 CE, the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, the 12th month of the lunar year, at Arafat, the most blessed day of the year. There were countless Muslims present with the Prophet during his last pilgrimage when he delivered his last sermon. The final sermon. After praising and thanking God, the Prophet, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, said, O people, lend me an attentive ear, for I know not whether after this year I shall ever be amongst you again. Therefore, listen to what I am saying to you very carefully and take these words to those who could not be present here today. O people, just as you regard this month, this day, this city as sacred, so regard the life and property of every Muslim as a sacred trust. Return the goods entrusted to you to their rightful owners. Hurt no one so that no one may hurt you. Remember that you will indeed meet your Lord, and that he will indeed reckon your deeds. God has forbidden you to take usury, or interest. Therefore, all interest obligation shall henceforth be waived. Your capital, however, is yours to keep. You will neither inflict nor suffer any inequity. God has judged that there shall be no interest, and that all the interest due to Al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib shall henceforth be waived. Beware of Satan for the safety of your religion. He has lost all hope that he will ever be able to lead you astray in big things, so beware of following him in small things. O people, it is true that you have certain rights with regard to your women, but they also have rights over you. Remember that you have taken them as your wives only under a trust from God and with his permission. If they abide by your right, then to them belongs the right to be fed and clothed in kindness. Do treat your women well, and be kind to them, for they are your partners and committed helpers. And it is your right that they do not make friends with anyone of whom you do not approve, as well as never to be unchaste. O people, listen to me in earnest. Worship God. Perform your five daily prayers. Fast during the month of Ramadan. And offer zakat. Perform Hajj if you have the means. All mankind is from Adam and Eve. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a non-Arab have any superiority over an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, nor does a black have any superiority over a white. That is, none have superiority over another, except by piety and good action. Learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and that the Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly. Do not, therefore, do injustice to yourselves. Remember, one day you will appear before God in answer for your deeds. So beware, do not stray from the path of righteousness after I am gone. O people, no prophet or apostle will come after me, and no new faith will be born. Reason well, therefore, O people, and understand words which I convey to you. I leave behind me two things, the Quran and my example, the Sunnah, and if you will follow these, you will never go astray. All those who listen to me shall pass on my words to others, and those to others again, and it may be that the last ones understand my words better than those who listen to me directly. Be my witness, O God, that I have conveyed your message to your people. Thus the beloved prophet completed his final sermon, and upon it, near the summit of Arafat, the revelation came down. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my grace upon you, and have chosen Islam for you as your religion. Quran 5:3. Even today, the last sermon of Prophet Muhammad is passed to every Muslim in every corner of the world through all possible means of communication. Muslims are reminded about it in mosques and in lectures. Indeed, the meanings found in this sermon are indeed astounding, touching upon some of the most important rights God has over humanity and humanity has over each other. Though the Prophet's soul has left this world, his words are still living in our hearts.